A note about a first today for Britain. Astronaut Timothy Peake became the first British citizen to walk in space. He and NASA astronaut Timothy Chopra have been aboard the International Space Station for about a month. Today, the two successfully removed a voltage regulator that failed 2 months ago. They went outside and popped in a spare, working in darkness to avoid an electrical shock from the solar system that powers the space station. Paul McCartney took note of Peake's spacewalk, tweeting, "We're all watching, no pressure. Wishing you a happy stroll outdoors in the universe. I smell a new song." Meanwhile, Station Commander Scott Kelly said, "It's really cool to see a Union Jack outside."
I wonder if they send little full English breakfasts up with the astronauts so they can celebrate with that. Well, according to new data out this week, women in the U.S. are having their first child later. According to a study from the National Center for Health Statistics, a branch of the CDC, in 2014, women in the U.S. on average were having their first child at 26.3 years old. Joining us now is NPR health reporter Ray Ellen Bichelle. Ray Ellen, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks.
And if we're talking about 26.3 as the age in 2014, what do we compare that to?
Back in 2000, about 15 years ago, it was around 25. Hmm. So it's gone up about 1.3, 1.4 since then. And it's part of this larger trend since 1970 when they first started collecting data on this. Sort of been this slow climb that really got a jump in between 1970 and 1990, and then it's just continued up.
And is this about contraception, or is this just about the culture and when people are deciding that they want to have kids, or what?
Yeah, there's probably no single thing behind it. It's probably a combination. One thing is access to birth control, especially long-acting control like IUDs and implants. And then there's also just choice. Some women are waiting longer to have children. But the demographers at the CDC who put together this report say that the main force driving the age up is a decline in teen pregnancies. Hmm. So 15 years ago, teenagers were about 23% of first-time moms. And since then, that percent has decreased by about half.
And I saw in your reporting on this that when you're talking about teen pregnancies, you actually cited an MTV show as something that may have had an impact on that.
Right, exactly. That's one thing that I heard is that according to some behavioral economists, they think that shows that show the hardships of teen pregnancy may actually convince teens to hold off for a bit.
Now, there is a big difference in terms of different races and ethnicities within the United States about when they're having their first child.
Yeah. So the researchers with the CDC broke things down by race and ethnicity. So there's a lot of categories here. Women of Asian and Pacific Islander descent, they have the highest average age at first birth. So that's around 30 years old for them. Versus women who identify as American Indian, Alaska Native, or Mexican, they have the lowest ages at first birth. So that's around 23 or 24. Hmm. And now overall, this age is increasing across all races and all ethnicities, but to different degrees. So the average age increased by about half a year for moms of Cuban descent, so not very much, versus for non-Hispanic Black moms, it went up by about 2 years.
Is there any evidence that abortion has anything to do with this number?
From the people I spoke to, no. The abortion rates have actually decreased over this same time period, while the age has risen quite a bit.
And the CDC also collects information on dads and when they're having their first kid, right?
Yeah, they do, although the data isn't as good because a lot of the ages of fathers just aren't reported. This is all based on birth certificate data. But it does look like, from the limited data, the age of dads in the U.S. is also going up. Since 1990, the birth rates have gone down for men in their teens and 20s and up for men in their 30s and 40s.
Hmm. Where does the U.S. stand compared with the rest of the world when it comes to this statistic, when women are having their first child?
Yeah, so you'd think that we might be sort of on the older end of the spectrum, but we're not. In a ranking from a few years back, the U.S. was down at number 46 when it comes to the age of first-time moms, right next to Sri Lanka and Morocco. And in countries like South Korea and Japan, the average age is a little over 30.
Hmm. And of course, we think of a country like Japan, which has had a terrible economic problem over the last couple of decades, in large part because they don't have a good birth rate there. Are we likely to face the same thing? I mean, why does this statistic matter so much?
Yeah, well, the statistic matters because of a few things. I mean, primarily it matters because the age of a mom can actually impact the health of the child. But secondarily, it has to do with the trends in the overall U.S. population. So the age that moms first start having kids can impact the total number of children that they'll have over their lives. So if they start having them later, then the likelihood is that they'll just have fewer total. And that could mean, if the trends continue this way, barring out other factors, that the population would decrease.
Well, a fascinating study, and we will link to it at our website, hereandnow.org. NPR health reporter Ray Ellen Bichelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.